Tech disrupts a centuries-old business. This one will surprise you. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. When you think about gin, what tastes come to mind? Pine, maybe some citrus or coriander? Well, it can vary quite a bit, because unlike some spirits that are highly regulated, gin is not. Distillers can throw in all kinds of flavors and call it gin as long as a hint of juniper berries gets in there. Well, researchers in Edinburgh, Scotland were not satisfied by this. They've been identifying the exact elements that define gin using, get this, nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy. Think of it as something like an MRI scan that lets scientists create a fingerprint for flavors. And it could have big implications for this very old industry. Eve Thomas wrote about it for Wired.
The point of the research was to decide if you can analyze gin through NMR spectroscopy and whether the results of the research would actually be meaningful. Because the answer was yes, it means that in theory, it could be adopted by distillers in the industry. In reality, the equipment is really expensive, so it's probably not going to be rolled out widely just yet. But that doesn't make the research insignificant. It's a sector which has got a few big problems at the moment that it needs to adapt to. In particular, one of its big problems is climate change, which is impacting the quality and the quantity of available juniper berries. There are also questions about how to protect the industry's heritage. It's got a really rich history. But at the moment, because it's really unregulated, there are a lot of products which call themselves a gin, but don't really meet the requirements.
Mm-hmm. It's not regulated. And so what does that mean for the variation among different types of gin that you could buy at a store?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a wild west at the moment. You could get almost anything which calls itself a gin. Technically, there are some rules. In the EU, the main requirement is that a gin must have a 37.5% ABV, which is alcohol by volume. And the second rule really is that it should taste predominantly of juniper. But other than that, you can kind of do anything. It's really good for creativity. You can do loads with it. It's why we get really interesting fruit gins. But it is quite different to some other sectors. For example, Scotch whisky is really, really tightly regulated. If Scotch whisky is going to be called that, it has to be produced in Scotland and matured in Scotland for at least 3 years, and it has to come from a specific permitted area. Actually, I don't think that gin distillers really want to see these same tight rules and regulations, because no one wants to have to navigate that. But having spoken to some distillers, everyone would like to see counterfeits off the market, because the premium sector in particular would like that heritage preserved.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think there is such a loose definition right now of what makes gin, gin?
I think it's because consumers are really enjoying these innovative products. We see it more and more in the alcohol sector generally, and especially in the premium sector. If you look at beer at the moment, there are so many different flavors which are being developed. And I was reading recently, actually, about some new research into breeding hops so that the literal hops themselves taste different. So NMR spectroscopy, if it did result in tighter regulation, it could be a bit of a shame for the industry. And I don't think consumers want to see it. So I think if NMR spectroscopy can be a tool for innovation, that would be brilliant. But regulation itself can stifle innovation.
We'll be right back.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Eve Thomas. Let's talk about climate change, which is affecting all kinds of things that are grown and end up in the foods that we eat, and as well as the drinks that we consume. And juniper is no exception to that. How is climate change affecting the gin industry right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Juniper is no exception. So as the climate changes, so do the berries. They're really vulnerable to changes in climate. The flavors are so easily impacted. And that's what we see in variety from batch to batch in gin production as well. Also, it will be reflected in the availability of juniper berries. It's not just the actual flavors of the berries, but whether distilleries can access those supplies. They're having to look for new suppliers, which are in new areas. And naturally, the gin and the berries taste different because they're grown in different soil, in different environments. So as the climate change impacts the berries, we're going to get different levels of quality and also different quantities of berries.
That was reporter Eve Thomas. Eve's article in Wired is titled "Science is Here to Clean Up the Wild West of Gin." We've linked to it on our website, marketplacetech.org. On a previous episode of our show about artificial intelligence and work, my colleague Megan McCarty-Carino used the power of AI and asked ChatGPT to design a Marketplace Tech cocktail called the Tech Innovation Fizz, a variation on the Gin Fizz. You can check out that recipe on our website as well. But I figured I'd give this a shot, too, by asking ChatGPT to specifically make a Marketplace Tech gin cocktail. And what we got was the Tech Tonic, a mix of gin, elderflower liqueur, fresh lime juice, and tonic water. We've got that recipe online in case you want to try it out. And this feels like the right time to finally confess that I am not a fan of gin myself, so I might swap in some vodka for my version of the Tech Tonic. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that is Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.